My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the gospel today, after Jesus healed the paralytic and went his way to teach the people, he saw this man sitting at the booth, a tax collector named Levi. Levi may not be an ordinary tax collector hired by someone who has brought the rights for collecting taxes from Herod Antipas, the ruler of Galilee. He can be very well be a chief tax collector, very rich, because he can afford to give a big banquet at his party, to which a large crowd of tax collectors are invited. Probably the disciples were questioning themselves, why Jesus called Levi a tax collector who was considered a sinner, a traitor to Israel, because they were collecting taxes for the Roman Empire. Hence, Levi was a big sinner to the eyes of the Pharisees, who accused tax collectors of being traitors to the people and the law of Moses. Jesus defends Levi by declaring that he has come to call repentance, not to the righteousness, but sinners. Levi will prove that Jesus' confidence in him is not misplaced. A big sinner, he will become a great saint, better known as Matthew the Apostle. My dear brothers and sisters, when we compare ourselves to others, we easily forget we are sinners and may end up feeling self-righteous, claiming that we are by far better than others. But if the loving God is our starting point, then we can see our wretchedness and our need of divine mercy. An honest examination of conscience will allow us to look at our life under the gaze of the compassionate God. And we will realize our constant need of repentance. Lenten season is a time for us to examine ourselves, to examine our conscience, how we deal with other people, how we judge them or how we see them. So the question for us today, my dear brothers and sisters, are these. Are you easily taken by the bad things other people do? Do you find time to look into your hearts, discover your own sins, and ask for divine compassion? Amen.